That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, Elvia Allman, and our happy postman. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. The coffee that gives you so much more for so little more that it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Yes, Maxwell House. Expertly blended and radiant roasted for rich, mellow, extra flavor. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Well, today, Gracie and her neighbor, Mrs. Morton, have been going from market to market in a desperate search for... M-E-A-T? Oh, meat. I forgot what that was. Here they are in front of the Burns home.
22 butcher shops we went to, Gracie. And what's our total loot?
1 halibut and 8 weenie.
Murder.
You take the halibut, Blatch. I don't dare feed George any more fish.
Why not?
Well, it's beginning to affect him. He stayed in the bathtub a half hour this morning.
That's not unusual.
Underwater?
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, gee, how do they expect us to keep our husband's affection with nothing but fish and weenies?
That's what I say. I've served them every way I can think of to try and make them attractive to George. Last night I had the fish winking at him. And around it, I spelled I love you with the weenies.
Did he eat it?
He ate the weenies, but he wouldn't touch the fish. He said it looked like my mother.
Face it, Gracie, if we keep bringing weenies home, we're going to lose our husband's love altogether.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing romantic about a Wait a minute. In the proper setting, they're fine. Remember the weenie roasts we used to have before we were married? They were romantic.
I'll say they were. Oh, a weenie may not be much on the dining room table, but at the beach, it's as good as a steak.
Well, it's better. George and I had the cutest trick. He'd start eating on one end of the weenie and I'd start on the other. And when our lips met, wow! I can still feel them burning.
Really?
Yeah. That English mustard was really hot.
Gracie, this is a wonderful idea. We can make our husbands romantic again even with the meat shortage. Let's have a weenie roast this afternoon.
Wonderful. You run home and tell Harry, and I'll go in and tell George. We'll meet back here at my house in 15 minutes.
All right. Goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye. Oh, George, look what I've got.
Weenies again?
Oh, darling, don't say it like that. These will be nice hot franks.
Good. Let nice hot Frank eat them.
I mean, we'll go to the beach this afternoon and have a weenie roast. Isn't that thrilling?
Are you kidding?
Well, no, George. Before we were married, you used to say, golden sand to sit on and golden morsels to munch on. That's living. Say it again, George.
Grit in your pants and garlic on your breath. That's living.
Oh, George, don't you remember those wonderful weenie roasts at the beach? Oh, I'll never forget the first one. You told me to bring along a blanket and make a fire.
Yeah.
It didn't smell so good, but it made a nice fire.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, George, you were so romantic at the beach. The pelicans and cranes used to stand around and watch us. They were envious.
They were?
Well, sure. They had the longest neck on the beach until we showed up.
Yes, I was more romantic in those days. That's when I was running around courting the girls.
I want you to act that way again.
Do you wish I was back in circulation?
Well, no, but I wish the circulation was back in you.
Forget it. Now run along. I'm reading the lineups for today's World Series game.
You mean you're more interested in the game than you are in my weenie roast?
Definitely. Now, let's see. Munger is pitching for St. Louis and Euston for Boston.
Oh, George, don't bury your nose in the newspaper. Please take me to the beach. Your swimming suit looks all right. I patched that hole in the knee. George, talk to me. Well, George, we can at least discuss things. We're Burns and Allen, not Burns and Wallace.
Gracie, go away. I may win some money on today's game. The boys at the cigar store want me to go into a baseball pool.
George Burns, you don't love me.
What?
You won't go in the ocean with me, and now you're going in a pool with somebody else.
Come on, get out of here.
Gracie, I had the same experience. All he cares about is that World Series game today. Not a spark of romance left.
Well, I guess husbands are all alike, Blanche.
Yes, when you're engaged to them, they're so attentive, so devoted. But look how they wind up.
I can't even wind George up.
It's the same with Harry. The only time he remembers his rheumatism is when I sit on his lap.
Oh, he should be ashamed.
He should be embalmed.
Well, if you ask me, marriage should be performed by the fire department. They really put out the blaze.
Yeah.
When I think of those weenie roasts we had on the beach when George was courty... Oh, wait a minute. I've been a...
Yeah.
Well, certainly. On those weenie roasts I had on a bathing suit. I'll go slip into a bathing suit right now and George will fall all over himself to go with me.
A bathing suit. That shows you what men like.
It shows them what they like, too. Blanche, you wait here.
Now, let's see. With Euston pitching, I figure Boston can win by 6 or 7 runs. I've got number 10 in the pool.
Hello, big boy.
Ted Williams will kill him today.
Put down that paper and look what your ever-loving mama's wearing.
Gracie, go take that off.
I'm dressed up for a special occasion, big boy.
But it's 3 more weeks to Halloween.
Halloween. George, but don't be so unromantic. Can't you tell me that I look cute and gorgeous and alluring? It's not like I'm asking you to lie to me.
Look, honey, I'm very busy. I'm trying to figure out how many runs Ted Williams will drive in today.
George, I demand that you take a good look at me in my bathing suit.
I'm looking.
Oh, George, it's beginning to work. You're getting that faraway look in your eyes. You're not thinking of Ted Williams now, are you?
No. Thinking of Esther Williams.
What?
There's a girl who really looks great in a bathing suit.
Oh, you brute. Now I'm fighting the whole Williams family.
Look, honey, run along and let me concentrate on the World Series.
Oh, George, how could you have been so romantic on those weenie roasts we used to have and be so unromantic now? Don't you remember how I play the ukulele and sing to you? Hey, maybe that's what made you romantic.
Oh, sure. That uke really got me. Now run along, honey. I'm busy.
Yes, dear.
Now, let's see. I figure Ted Williams will drive in 3 or 4 runs and Rudy York at least that many. Oh, it'll be brutal today. The cards haven't got a chance. But the way I figure...
You like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady likes you.
Gracie.
You kiss a ukulele lady,
Gracie.
A ukulele lady kiss
Gracie,
you.
Will you get out of
you
here?
Oh, please.
In our mountain greenery. Gee, that song really goes back, doesn't it, Meredith?
All the way back, Bill. Mountain greenery comes from the Gary Gaieties of 1926. What brings it to mind now is Adolph Dane's great painting of fishing in the Rockies, in our latest Maxwell House coffee ad. Just turn to page 60 in this week's Saturday Evening Post.
I've seen it, Meredith. Up Chalk Canyon, the painting's called. Chalk Canyon being one of those spots in the Rockies where mountain streams run cold and bright. And the rainbow trout equal any fisherman's dream of heaven. Makes you understand why that Rocky Mountain country is such a colorful and inviting part of the American scene. And you know, in its own way, Maxwell House coffee is a very real part of the American scene, too. For just as coffee is this nation's favorite drink, so Maxwell House is America's favorite coffee, bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor explains this nationwide popularity, the mellow, full-bodied Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these choice Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness, Medellin's for richness, Bucaramanga's for full body, still other fine coffees for vigor, all adding up to great coffee at its flavor peak. So why not enjoy the very best in coffee drinking goodness? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House Coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Gracie, did George see you in the bathing suit?
Yeah, I tried it, Blanche.
Was it one of the real daring kind?
Strapless.
And George?
Pepless.
Oh, Gracie, we might as well give up. Our husbands will never be romantic again. Well, I'll be running along.
Oh, here, Blanche. Four of these weenies belong to you.
What a gay evening I'm in for. Nothing to look at but poor hot dogs.
Oh, well, don't forget your husband.
Oh, yes, that makes it four hot dogs and a cold potato. See you later, Gracie.
Oh, I know there's still a spark of romance in George somewhere if I can just make it blaze up again. Come in.
Hello, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith. Say, maybe you can help... Oh, no, you're not the one to help me.
Help you do what, Gracie?
I'm trying to build a fire under George.
Really? What a strange place for a man to get chilly.
No, I mean, I'm trying to rekindle the spark of romance in him. It's died out.
Well, I've heard it said that dancing is quite conducive to a romantic mood.
Oh, no, no, it's too late for that, Meredith. It used to fan the flame of romance, but now dancing just shakes down his ashes.
Well, Gracie, I have a better idea. Back in my hometown of Mason City, Iowa, there was a couple that drifted apart, so the wife went to a psychiatrist. He advised her to become interested in her husband's favorite pastime.
And did she?
Yeah. Every day she stood in front of the pool room and whistled at the girls.
Well, fortunately, that isn't George's interest. Oh. All he seems to care about is baseball.
Well, in that case, I would advise you to assume a like interest.
Well, it's certainly worth a try, Meredith. I'll go in the den and make baseball talk. George.
Oh, not again, Gracie. I'm trying to figure out how bad Boston is going to beat St. Louis today.
Well, good. I'll help you. Which team is Babe Ruth on?
Babe Ruth isn't playing anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. She was terrific.
Oh, sure.
Who's your favorite player now?
Well, I kind of like that shortstop, Marion.
She's good, too, huh?
She's great, yes.
Oh, I'd love to see her play shortstop. It must be so exciting when she stops the ball with a short.
Yeah, the fans, they go wild. Now, look, Gracie.
Where are they playing today?
Playing at Boston.
Good. It's not hot there. They won't need any pitchers.
It's not hot in Boston, so they won't need pitchers?
Well, no. All they do is fan the batters.
Yeah, I should have thought of that. Yeah.
There's no sport like baseball. Oh, what a thrill when one team bunts and the other team runs it back 50 yards.
There's no thrill like it.
And what a kick it is trying to figure out where the old horse is hidden.
I know I'm going to shoot myself for asking. But watch this about the old horse being hidden.
Well, doesn't everybody watch the old horse hide?
I was right. I'm going to shoot myself.
I love baseball, George. We should play it more often.
You and I.
Oh, sure. You throw me the ball and I catch in my catcher's mutt.
Catcher's mutt?
Matt?
It's mitt. Mitt.
Oh, of course, mitt. And then I throw you the ball and you'd hit it with your bit.
My bit.
Your boot?
It's bat. Bat like what your belfry is full of. Now get out of here with this baseball talk. Women just don't understand baseball.
Oh, what about Babe Ruth? She was terrific.
Well, that does it. Bathing suits, ukulele, Babe Ruth. I'm getting out of this madhouse. Goodbye.
Well, that ungrateful man. He walked out on me. Who does he think he is? Molotov?
Gee, Gracie, George almost knocked me down getting out of the house.
Yeah, the beast. Didn't even kiss me goodbye. Well, I'll fix him. Meredith, help me lock all the doors and windows.
Huh?
Well, I'm not letting him back into this house until he gets more romantic. This is a lockout.
You mean it's sort of like a strike?
Yes. George doesn't get back into this house until he joins the AF of L. The Affectionate Federation of Lovers.
Gosh.
Well, I'll have the only picket line in town that you can kiss your way through.
Well, come on. Let's get busy.
Meredith Wilson and his chiffon music. Save Me a Dream.
To be more interested in a World Series game than he is in his wife. I'll just keep him locked out of the house for a while.
But, Gracie, I don't think this is legal. According to California law, this house is community property. Half of it is George's.
All right. I'll take the inside and he can have the outside.
You mean you're going to keep him out there all night?
If necessary, yes. We won't let him in.
We? Oh, now, wait a minute, Gracie. You wouldn't want a fellow like me to stay here all night. I've got quite a reputation with the women, you know.
You, Meredith?
Yes, sir. They all say I'm the dullest company in town.
Well, anyway, I'm certainly not letting him... There's George.
Hey, the door won't open.
He catches on quick, doesn't he?
Must be locked.
Well, that's a brilliant observation.
You don't unlock it, I can't get in.
Oh, what a mind the little man has.
Hey, Gracie.
I won't do it.
What's the big idea? Why can't I get in?
Because you're unromantic. You don't appreciate your wife, and the door is locked.
Gracie, let me in, or I'll put my shoulder against the door and knock the stuffing out of it.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Or, for all I care, you can knock the stuffing out of both shoulders.
What do I have to do to get in?
You have to prove that you're still romantic and give me a real old-fashioned powerhouse kiss.
Okay. Open the door.
No. I want the kiss first.
How can I kiss you with the door closed?
Stick your lips through the mail slot.
They won't reach.
Well, if you can't pucker that far, you're not ready to come in.
Gracie, please, I've been out here an hour now. Let me in.
Hey, George, what are you doing scratching on the door?
Oh, Gracie locked me out of the house.
You gonna stand for that?
No, I'm not. What am I, a man or a mouse? She can't keep me out here.
You bet she can't. A mouse can get in any place.
Look, Bill, why don't you help me? Why don't you talk to Gracie? I understand you're pretty persuasive with women.
No woman in her right mind can resist me.
Well, talk to Gracie anyway.
Okay, George, I'll rap on the window here and get her to open it.
Do you think you can talk her into taking me back?
George, I've talked women into everything. Surely I can talk one into nothing. Watch the way I handle this.
Yes? Oh, hello, Bill.
Ah, Gracie, with your beautiful face framed in that window, you're like a masterpiece by Rembrandt. A picture by Hurrell. A vision so divine, so lovely.
Just a minute, Bill. I know you're saying this just so I'll let George in the house.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Gracie.
Well, go on.
Oh, fine. Gracie, I know that George has been neglecting you. His kisses have been cold and indifferent. But Gracie, if you let him in now, he'll warm your lips with the hottest, the most wonderful, the most delicious,
attaboy,
the most fragrant, steaming cup of Maxwell House coffee you've ever had.
Bill, I thought you were going to say kisses.
Let's keep this believable, shall we? Yes, Gracie, you'll feel different after George makes you a cup of Maxwell House coffee. It's the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Isn't that thoughtful of George?
Bill, you've sold me. I can't hold out any longer.
Good. You let George in?
No, I'm going out to the kitchen and make myself a cup of Maxwell House coffee.
Hey, Gracie. Open the window and I'll go with you.
Wait a minute.
Well, George, that Maxwell House is sensational. You see, the careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees plus radiant roasting give Maxwell House that famous flavor. In fact, it's so wonderful that it's bought by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. So insist on Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Bill, I'm losing my happy home and you do nothing but talk about Maxwell House coffee.
Well, there's no sense in both of us losing our homes.
Okay, forget the whole thing. I'll get in the house my own way. I'll call a cop.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, George. He'll arrest you for vagrancy.
Arrest me?
Well, sure, with Gracie out of sight, you have no visible means of support.
Goodbye, comedian.
So long, Casanova.
What a mess this is. But I've got to get in the house. I've just got to. I'll go crazy
about... Good afternoon, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman.
Getting a little fresh air, I presume?
No, I'm not getting...
There's nothing like fresh air. I think of it as uranium and of my body as a rocket ship.
But I'm not getting any fresh...
When my tanks or lungs are full of fuel, I'm ready to blast my way through space to unknown Mars or mysterious Jupiter.
Look,
however, I never get further than weird Pasadena.
Mr. Postman, I'm not soaking up fresh air. Gracie locked me out of the house. I can't even see my wife.
Gee, some fellas get all the breaks.
Well, I've just got to get back in the house. If there was some way I could trick her into opening the door, I'd be able to... Hey, I've got it. Lend me your coat, hat, and mailbag, Mr. Postman. I'll pretend to be you.
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Come on, come on. Be a sport.
Very well. Here you are. The coat was tailored for my massive bulging chest and my narrow tapered waist. It'll fit you perfectly.
Yeah.
Just slip it on upside down.
Well, give me the stuff and you wait here.
Yes?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Byrne. Here's your mail.
My goodness, it's the postman's father.
Father?
Oh, trying to play tricks, huh?
Gracie, please let me in. I'm desperate.
No.
Please, sweetheart. What do you say?
Goodbye, Mr. Burns, and remember, keep smiling.
Gracie, there's George at the window again.
I'll see what flaming youth wants. Well?
I thought I'd just stick my head in the window and see if you let me in.
No. Now what?
I'd like to get my head out of the window. Oh, please, Gracie, you've got to let me in. You don't know what this means to me.
Gee, Gracie, don't you think he's been punished enough? He seems awfully anxious to get in.
Well, I guess he's learned his lesson. By now he's forgotten baseball and is thinking of me.
Shall I unlock the door?
Yeah, and then turn your back, Meredith, because when Booksy Boy comes in the door, there's going to be a torrid love scene. He'll grab me in his arms and kiss me and kiss me and kiss me. Go ahead, unlock it.
Okay.
Booksy Boy!
Oh, darling, thank goodness you let me in. I couldn't have stood it out there another minute.
Really, lover?
Yeah. I've got to turn on the radio and see who's winning the World Series.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee.
Always good to the last drop.
Well, I guess I figured the game a little wrong, Gracie. Boston got nosed out, 12-3.
Who won?
Who won? St. Louis won. Boston played the cards.
Well, no wonder Boston got beat. You can't win a ball game sitting around playing cards.
Yeah, good night.
What a shame they didn't have Babe Ruth. She was
She's terrific. Yes, good night.
170 million dollars, the largest amount of money that's ever been raised for the health and welfare of the American people. That's the staggering goal set by the Community Chests of America as their annual fundraising campaign drive gets underway this month. By giving to local community chests, Americans support in the wisest possible way the friendly, neighborly services that help their communities the whole year through. The USOs, the hospitals, the child welfare agencies that never let us down. So give generously if there's a community chest in your community. And now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Get Bird's Eye. Get Bird's Eye green beans or wax beans. Both of them have that garden fresh goodness. Both of them come stringless and clean, ready to cook in tempting one-inch cuts. One box of Bird's Eye green or wax beans serves four people. Get summer sweet Bird's Eye green beans or wax beans tomorrow. Remember,
it can't be the same if it ain't got that name. Get Bird's Eye frosted foods.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.